the example of a person who spends, a generous person, and the example of a miser is like the example of two people. Upon both these people is a coat of armor, steel coat of armor, that starts off from the chest and finishes off at the collarbone. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining, فَأَمَّا الْمُنْفِقُ فَلَا يُنْفِقُ إِلَّا سَبِغَتْ. As far as the person who is generous is concerned, that when he spends, what happens is now this armor that he's wearing, this armor, the links start widening, they start opening up. Or wafarat, it opens up ala jildihi hatta khufiya bananahu, until such an extent that this thing hatta tukhfiya bananahu, until it comes up his whole body, so it becomes so loose. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa ta'afu wa atharahu, it spreads so much that it now touches the ground, that when this person walks, it wipes out, it erases all those footprints also. And something it drags on the floor. So this metal coat of armor drags on the floor and it wipes up all those footsteps. So what this means is when this generous person now gives, it becomes so easy for him to give, like a person moving in a loose armor. Very easy, very comfortable. He feels as though he's in his zone, he can act comfortably. And this wiping off of the footprints means this giving of his now is wiping off his gunas. So what a beautiful example Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأَمَّا الْبَخِيلِ, as far as a miser is concerned, فَلَا يُرِيدُ أَن يُنْفِقَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا لَزِقَتْ كُلُّ حَلَقَةٍ مَكَانَهَا, that when this person who's a miser wants to give, then although he wants to give, but that thing is so tight on him that he feels very uncomfortable to give. He's not happy to give. He doesn't feel normal to give. So now he feels very difficult for him because those links are very tight. It's not expanding. فَهُوَ يُوَسِّعُهَا فَلَا تَتَّسِعُ, and he's trying now to expand it and open it, so now he's comfortable to give, but he's unable to give. So this shows that a person who's a miser, tabi'i tor par, according to his tabiat, he doesn't feel comfortable giving. It doesn't matter how much he got, but he just wants to collect and collect and collect. And when we mentioned one of the benefits of a person giving, is that the love of dunya comes out of a person's heart. This is something Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that the time will come when people will gather, and they'll gather and they'll want to eat this ummah up, like how people gather for a meal, they invite one another to eat a meal. So the Sahaba asked, they said, min qillatin ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will it be because we are so little in number that now they're inviting each other now to come and eat us up? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, ghutha'un ka ghutha'i sail, you'll be like the foam on the ocean. So much you'll be. Foam on the ocean is plentiful. So it won't be because of your numbers. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the meaning of this word. He said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمُوتِ, that one will overtake you. What is this thing? This is the love of dunya and the fear or the dislike of death. So one of the ilaj to get rid of this حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا is to take wealth out and continuously give. It helps a person to get rid of it. So ulama explained that there are two things. There are more than two methods, but two common methods generally used is, one is make muraqabah of death continuously. In the morning, in the evening, think that day will come when I won't see daylight. And in the evening, think the day will come when I won't get to see even the night. And the person, he makes muraqabah and he thinks that one day I'll be in my qabr, and I won't have this opportunity to give, I won't have this opportunity to do amal. So continuously he's thinking of death. And the other we spoke about yesterday, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi, he would gather the people, the ulama, at night after Isha, and he would talk to them and remind them and speak about maut. And then he would quote this ayat, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا تَعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Allah Pak is saying, inform me that if we are to give people long lives and enjoyment in long lives, فَجَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ, ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ, then what they were warned of, what they were promised of, now comes. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ, that what will benefit them from what they gathered and they gathered and they gathered in this world? That we gave them that long life and we gave them that buildings and we gave them those investments and we gave them that wealth. All that we've given them in the world, and suddenly now in maut comes, ma aghna, Allah is asking that now what will benefit them from what they have gathered in this dunya. So this is what a person continuously thinks to himself, all that I've got is not going to benefit me. Today's hadith, وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصدق بعدل تمرة من كسب طيب. The Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned that person that spends, a person spends one date from halal earnings, وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept anything except that is طَيِّب, that is pure. So this person is spending now from his pure halal earnings. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of the hadith, Allah Pak accepts it with his right hand. What it means, Allah accepts it readily. Allah Pak is happy to accept this one person's one date. ثُمَّ يُرَبِّيهَا لِصَاحِبِهَا كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فَلُوهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, Allah Pak takes this one date, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to grow. Like how one of you will take a pony, a small foal, and you'll cause the thing, and you'll cause it, and you'll help it to grow until it becomes a big, strong animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes this one day to grow until it becomes a mountain by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today when a person has got extra wealth, a person has got extra funds, the first thing he wants to do now is more than what I need. He wants to think, where can I invest this? The person will ask, which is a good investment for me, where I can get good returns. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us that consider this aspect of what returns you're going to get here. That the date you gave and the return is one whole mountain. Million times return, a person is getting capital appreciation, and he'll see it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one date I gave genuinely for the sake of Allah has become a mountain. So also when you're considering your investment, don't forget the investment of the akhirat. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُكْرِدُ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That who is there to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a handsome loan, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase for him manifold, beautifully. And when Allah Ta'ala gives return, it's not that 7% or the 10%, or that person who is lucky, he'll get 20%. But most of the time, the 20% also is a Ponzi scheme. But even if he gets 20%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will give you generous returns. And here we can see one date, Allah Pak is giving a person one mountain. So therefore, a person has got extra wealth, he should also consider about investing for akhirah. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.